This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Washington Post on Sunday released audio of a Saturday phone call between President Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in which the two can be heard discussing election results. Trump laid out numerous examples of double voting, dead people voting, and suitcases full of ballots under tables being counted after observers were told to leave. Mr. Raffensperger later tweeted, "Respectfully, Mr. President, what you're saying is not true. The truth will come out." House Democrats rallied Sunday to elect Representative Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, as Speaker in the 117th Congress, her fourth term at the top of the chamber. The 216-209 vote was closer than most expected.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Jerry Marsden, lead singer of the 1960s British rock band Jerry and the Pacemakers, died Sunday of a heart infection at the age of 78. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The longest election cycle in U.S. history will be decided this week. Jeremy Scott has more.
Senator Cruz of Texas and 11 other Republican senators plan to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory on Wednesday. Senator Cruz tells Fox News this is an extraordinary time in our country's history.
We've seen in the last 2 months unprecedented allegations of voter fraud, and that's produced a deep, deep distrust of our democratic process across the country. I think we in Congress have an obligation to do something about that. We have an obligation to protect the integrity of the democratic system.
Republicans hope to establish a commission to determine who gets the Electoral College votes.
We will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of fraud.
They're calling for a 10-day audit of each state in question. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
A taped phone call between President Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State Saturday is making its way through the news cycle this morning. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
A recording of a phone call between President Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger was released Sunday, in which the president appears to push Georgia election officials to overturn the presidential election in his favor. The Washington Post first reported on the details of the call. Senator David Perdue says he's shocked that a member of the Republican Party would tape a sitting president. The Georgia Republican tells Fox News that what he heard on the tape was the exact thing President Trump has been saying since the November election.
What the president said is exactly what he's been saying the last few months, and that is that the last 2 months anyway, we've had some irregularities in the election in November, and he wants some answers. He has not gotten them yet from our Secretary of State. It's one reason why I asked for him to resign. We haven't got it from our state legislature because there's been no special session called. And then he went to court, the president went to court, and then I went to court. And the courts have denied us hearings, saying that it's more of a legislative issue. So what the president said in this tape today is no different than what he's been saying for the last 2 months.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Georgia Senate runoff elections is Tuesday.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Jerry Marsden, the lead singer of the 1960s British rock band Jerry and the Pacemakers, died of a heart infection Sunday at 78. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, Happy New Year, America. Good to be with you. It's been a couple of weeks off and time to, visit the country and, get shoulder to shoulder and face to face with many of you across this great country of ours. I'll tell you, the questions still abound. And as we start out a new year, all the anecdotal, New Year ideas. I mean, it was kind of strange watching all the festivities, or the different festivities, I should say, on New Year's Eve heading into the official ball drop in that. Was that bizarre or what? I mean, it was just so surreal to see Times Square absolutely empty. And probably about as empty, in my humble opinion, of the talent that was trying to make something happen magically in this era of COVID, of January the 1st. I mean, to think that last year at this time, yes, some people in the background and those people that should have known better had an idea of what was going on and what was around the bend. In fact, we had been warned three, four years earlier, that this, virus, not specifically the COVID-19, but a virus was on the horizon that we had to, be aware of, whether it was Bill Gates making some announcements that was, he was privileged to information that came from the world governing body that sent out warning signals that this was on the horizon. So now here we are going through a major holiday, the holidays of Christmas and New Year's, and head into 2021 with COVID over our shoulder, and still so many questions yet to be answered. Just a couple of really quick side notes. As they announced in the news just a moment ago, Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers. Boy, I'll tell you, that brings back so many memories for me in Los Angeles, having played his music so many times. And of course, I think it was one of the first songs I learned on the guitar, by the way. And it was one of their hit songs. And, Ferry Cross the Mercy. I mean, just endless hits. Also, a heartbreaking bit of news for Congressman Jamie Raskin. He revealed on Thursday his 25-year-old son, Tommy Raskin, has died. Our condolences go out to the Raskin family. I mean, this is a young man that had just a brilliant future ahead. He had just graduated from college from Amherst. It was in his second year at Harvard Law School, so the future looked rather bright for young Tommy Raskin, but he is... sadly, the news for his family, and our hearts and prayers go out to the Raskin family for the passing of their son, Jamie Raskin. Well, the Sunday news shows, again, there's not been any lack. That's one thing that I was, told repeatedly. You don't have a lack of news to talk about, do you? Oh, no, it's just so boring, nothing to talk about here, whether it's still the questions of election fraud, did it happen or did it not? Makes you wonder, if you sit there and you step back a moment. I mean, either half the country is in total denial and the other half of the country country is delusional over this deal. And, you know, time and again, you're starting to get this. It's almost torturous, isn't it? This little bit of information about voter fraud and these anecdotal bits of information. And some are beyond anecdotal, clearly. I mean, you know, you've got legal justification. Sidney Powell continues to push. I mean, how tenacious is she that she continues to push forward in spite of all the political wrangling, you know, because everybody wants to be, you know, the one, you know, to have the major breakthrough. But there are so many ways to attack this situation. And as Ted Cruz put it, you know, what are we fighting for? I mean, this is first principles, isn't it? And I thought he eloquently put it in proper perspective for us, that what's hanging in the balance here is our democracy. I mean, one of the things that has made America so different and so unique is that we could count on our votes. I mean, people immigrate to this country from countries where, you know, voting is just a joke. I mean, they know it's a rigged system and they got to go along to get along. They're conditioned, you know, to do so. And talk a little bit more about a commentary that I wrote that, you know, has been picked up by, you know, several entities about voter, you know, forced voter acquiescence. I mean, sometimes you just get worn out over it. You don't want to argue about it. You just don't want to talk about it, you know, whether it's family members or, you know, but that's the challenging thing about all this, because democracy demands courage in the face of things that are questionable. You know, we need to have the courage and be able to come together, both sides, to be able to say, look at, you know, if what is half the country going to do when half of the country, the other half of the country says, look, I don't believe you. I mean, this was a stolen election. I mean, you just sit there and just do what Democrats have done all along. I mean, they're really good at this. I mean, they're kind of like black belts in, you know, forced acquiescence. You know, that really seems to drive the day for them. It's not about policies for them. It's about control. And if you don't give it to them, they're going to get you to relent one way or another. You know, like what we're starting to hear about the vaccines, right? I mean, that we knew right away. I mean, it didn't take a genius to figure out that, they're going to force vaccinations on everybody. And they're going to find a way to say, look, you can't get on a plane. Maybe there's certain things that you can't buy, you can't operate. I mean, does this sound a little familiar? I mean, for those people of faith that have read their Bible, it looks about, you know, being forced into something. This is all conditional, okay? This is all to set us up to the final chapter of life as we know it. And I'm not talking about the immediate life. I'm talking about the life on this planet as we know it. For those of us who believe what God said about the inevitable destruction and reinvention of the earth and the planet as we know it, and those who believe in him, we know where this is all heading. And we're all seeing this happen. And so for people who do believe in the Word of God in the Bible, they go, oh my God, this is affirmation. This is confirmation of what God had said. We're all moving here. You know, we're all moving in that direction. You know, Bible talks about having a one world government. What are we doing? We're moving in that exact direction. The globalists, I mean, what do you think the globalists are all about? They're all about a one world government. They believe that, you know, there's a greater good to be found in the governance of the world by a single entity. Can you imagine that? And so that means America has to surrender its liberties and yield to a global government. Look how that works so well in the EU. Why England finally said, hey, we need to control our destiny. This unity thing of interest there in Europe, you know, one for all for one, you know, that doesn't work. You know, because we're limited. There are certain things you cannot do strategically under a global operation. But you know, this is where this is all heading. So no big surprise here. The challenge is what do we do? And that was my question to several pastors even that I spoke with during these last couple of weeks, you know, with Carl Gallups and Phil Hotzenpiller and other and Catholic priests that I respect. And we had some interesting conversations, and I think that's the challenge, is that in light of what we see that is inevitable, what are we doing to position ourselves? What are we going to do, you know, if Joe Biden is, in fact, because we're told by Nancy Pelosi, even before it happened, back in September, she said, you know, you know, don't be deluded in any manner. I mean, my words, not hers specifically, exactly as quoted. But she said that you can be sure that Joe Biden will be inaugurated the 46th president. This is before all this happened.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, it's what it's all about. It's our first principle, ladies and gentlemen. And I think this is the time, you know, for this new year, for us to, you know, kind of recalibrate on those things that matter most. And this is something that, you know, came to me as the year was ending, in spite of all these challenges, you know, with COVID and, you know, voter fraud and the election steal and all these questions that are abounding. And I want to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what side you're on. It's okay to ask questions. You know, we have to exercise our critical thinking and critical questions, because we're not asking those questions and we're relying on, you know, the establishment media or others to do our thinking for us. Now, how's that been working out for us? I mean, here we are when we need to feed our families and defend our positions, and we don't know how to do it. Our blades are a little bit blunt because of lack of practice. Well, we've got to step up really quick, because the fact of the matter is that, like it or not, a revolution is taking place in our country today. I mean, this is really what this comes down to. Now, we have heard the warnings of a second American Revolution coming about for, I got to say, at least the last decade. And those rumblings have just been getting louder and louder. Now, what has happened in some cases is people have just become laissez-faire about it. And just, oh, well, we've heard about it so long, it's really not happening. Until we start to see our freedoms eroding, and the arrogance of this ruling elite, how they've taken over. I mean, what they did to us, and it's to all Americans, and I think Texas has it right, and the 17 other attorney generals who joined in that Texas lawsuit, saying, look at, you know, what happens in Michigan, what happens in Wisconsin, in Georgia, Nevada, you know, that happens to us. You know, yes, we're divided in our states as experimental operations and authority. But when it comes to the federal implications, then yes, what happens in Nevada cannot just stay in Nevada. It has an impact on the rest of us. And this is what we need to, again, reconsider right now. The fact that there are questions abounding are serious. And we just cannot just, you know, put this under the carpet, so to speak, and move on. This is what the Democrats and this is what the ruling elites are expecting us to do. And understand that this is on both sides. I mean, look what's happening. I mean, you've got Republicans who are saying, oh, you know, what are they doing? What's Ted Cruz, Marsha Blackburn and them? What are they trying to do? You know, it's a fait accompli. You got Chris Wallace, you know, all over Secretary Azar, who refers to Joe Biden as the vice president. Well, no, he's the president-elect. Oh, all of a sudden, Chris Wallace is now the one to determine who the president-elect is. Really? I mean, Fox News, they're the ones to determine who the president-elect is? I mean, interestingly, that you can insist that on that, but you're actually creating problems, because, you know what? It is not as accepted as some would like to think. Just because conservatives are just saying, okay, well, you know, in some cases, you know, when you're trying to have a discussion with somebody and you can see that they're so ideologically fixed, as Dr. Wilfred Riley often says, you know, what kind of conversation can you have? I mean, all you're going to do is just listen. Just listen to what they say. They're really not interested in having an exchange of ideas. And the sad thing is, Jordan Peterson said, and again, I keep cycling back to this because I thought his command and grasp of this was so insightful that we cannot skip this. And that is that becoming ideologically fixed, you know, in your way or no way, and that it renders us stupid. It reduces us to our lowest common denominator. We need to have information from the other side. This is why we try to bring people on the show that have differing viewpoints. And, you know, we welcome them here. But I want to do it in the interest of fair exchange. And we've had, you know, people, you know, whether it's Doug Schoen. I love Doug Schoen. I mean, I love talking with Doug. Because you learn something, you know, from his side, they say, okay, I understand why you say what you say, as opposed to some people that are so ideologically fixed or frustrating, and they just want to take over the show and take over the microphone. Well, I'm not going to let that happen to you, because that's already happening right now. I mean, if you want to do it, go pick up the New York Times. You can read the New York Times, and you can get CNN, although CNN is kind of, you know, I think for the sake of their own credibility, are starting to make some moves, but it might be, you know, too little, too late, because they're on the, you know, they're on the block to be sold, because that franchise has just been messed up so badly. You know, it's a disgrace. And then, you know, you see that happening. And then Fox, who has done so well, abandoning their first principles and, you know, going along to get along for whatever reason. You know, the ruling powers, I guess, want to be part of the inside cocktail circuit there of media influencers and, you know, be welcomed assets. Okay, they're going to lose a lot of money, and they're losing a lot of attention, and their viewers are abandoning ship, and they're turning to other options right now, and understandably, because they're not going to be indoctrinated. You know, we look to the news to do what our founding fathers designed for the news to do, and that is for them to be as objective as possible in documenting history. You know, right now, could you imagine if we had the mainstream media, you know, going after this whole question of COVID-19 in an objective sort of way? How, you know, how much more effective could they be in getting us united to understand, look, at this is a war against a pandemic, that we need to be concerned for all citizens. This is not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. I mean, put that stuff aside. I mean, politics is getting to be draining and disgusting, and it's not serving our best interest. But right now we have an opportunity to serve our best interest, and that is to care enough for our fellow humanoid that's in this journey right now and our families. I mean, we just had a 41-year-old congressman who dies of COVID, 41 years old. You know, I have a story of a woman who, you know, who's trying to hold her family together in this era of COVID. And she's got, you know, she's got a 96-year-old mother. And, you know, to be concerned and protective about her, you can't blame her, you know, for doing that and how this has worked out. But we need to be able to have a fair-minded conversation about this and do what's right for one another so that we can come to that point to where, as much as possible, life can come back to some sort of normal. I mean, the businesses that have taken a hit, there's not enough government money to do this. I mean, this is what you should be realizing out of all this, is that government's not big enough to heal all these businesses. We've lost, what, over 120,000 businesses are gone. I think that's just the restaurant, in the restaurant category alone. And I think about all that these people have put up, you know, the money that they invested and everything, and to no blame of their own, they were taken out as a result of COVID-19. I mean, this is a heartbreak. But you know what I love about this country is that we are tenacious. And by the grace of God, and I mean this in every sense of the way, and I know that people are praying like they've never prayed before, and in some cases, as Jonathan Kahn has told us, you know, that this is a shaking, ladies and gentlemen. What is happening to our world right now is a shaking. And believe it or not, I personally believe God's trying to get our attention. And it's up to us to align with what God has purposed for us and what he's intending for us. What is to be drawn out of all this? Yes, okay, we're, you know, we've done miraculous things. I say we because this is a country in total, you know, led by Donald Trump, and coming up with a vaccine so rapidly. I mean, it's amazing what has happened. But as we get through this process, and it is a process yet to get through, well, then we still need to be, you know, critical in our thinking and passionate in understanding what it is that we need to do. What is our responsibility in all this? And I believe in some cases we're starting to realize that. And in some cases it might be, maybe in many cases it might be just that we demonstrate a caring and kindness for one another. As we get through this and understand that people are being devastated, that they've lost their jobs and lost their businesses and wondering, okay, what do we do now? You know, I'm 70 years old and everything that I had wrapped up in my life and for my family is now gone. Now what do I do? I mean, there are some tough questions and tough answers, but I believe that they lie ahead with some faith and kindness and love toward one another.
This report is sponsored by Adaptive Biotechnologies. If you have blood cancer, get to know your MRD status. MRD, or minimal residual disease, refers to the small number of cancer cells that can stay in the body during and after treatment. Often, these cells are present at such low levels they do not cause physical signs or symptoms, but may be a sign that the cancer is returning. clonoSEQ is an FDA-cleared test used to detect MRD in bone marrow from patients with multiple myeloma or B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia and blood or bone marrow from patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Testing is ordered by your doctor and performed by a licensed lab. clonoSEQ can detect very low levels of MRD, one cancer cell among a million cells, provided sufficient sample input, so you and your doctor can be confident in your MRD status and act quickly if the cancer returns. If you have blood cancer, ask your doctor if clonoSEQ MRD testing is right for you. To find a specialist, visit clonoSEQ.com. clonoSEQ is available by prescription use only. For more important information about the FDA-cleared uses of clonoSEQ, including sample types and test limitations, visit clonoSEQ.com/technical-summary.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Washington Post on Sunday released audio of a Saturday phone call between President Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in which the two can be heard discussing election results. Trump laid out numerous examples of double voting, dead people voting, and suitcases full of ballots under tables being counted after observers were told to leave. Mr. Raffensperger later tweeted, "Respectfully, Mr. President, what you're saying is not true. The truth will come out." House Democrats rallied Sunday to elect Representative Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, as Speaker in the 117th Congress, her fourth term at the top of the chamber. The 216-209 vote was closer than most expected.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Jerry Marsden, lead singer of the 1960s British rock band Jerry and the Pacemakers, died Sunday of a heart infection at the age of 78. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Hey, this is the song for 2021. Don't lose hope. Maybe we just haven't seen it yet. I mean, Danny Gokey has really captured that. And if you know his story, you understand his heart and where this song, you know, comes from. I mean, it is... It's inspiring and in some levels, quite revealing, you know, and that's, what I look for, you know, as a man of faith. I look for those revealing issues that come from God himself. This is why I say the challenge that we have right now is to come into alignment with what God's purposes are right now. As I said, Jonathan Kahn told us quite clearly that God is shaking things up, and no doubt. I mean, it's transition across party lines, across nations. Everybody's being affected by the coronavirus. Michael Betras joins us now. He's a coronavirus researcher, author of COVID-19, Lockdowns on Trial. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, I said earlier in the opening, Michael, that we cannot, lose sight of our responsibility to ask critical questions. And it seems that the ruling elite wants to dumb us down to such a degree that we just got to accept whatever it is that they say. And in this last, 11-month journey with these elites, Dr. Fauci has been all over the place. The WHO has been all over the place, in terms of what they've been sharing with us. You know, what's our takeaway as we go into 2021 here?
Yeah, we are absent critical thinking there. It's,
Michael, did I lose you?
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello?
Okay. I'm not hearing Michael. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I can hear you now. I lost you there for a minute. Go ahead.
Sorry. Well, I was just saying it's clear that we've just lost critical thinking through this whole process for the last, to your point, 11 months. It's crazy. And what we've done is we went from a situation where we're, locking down to stop the curve and prevent hospitals from being overflowed. The initial model suggested that we'd be in a best case threefold shortfall in ICUs and a worst case tenfold. We're just not even there. Right now we're at about 60 and 65% occupancy nationally in ICUs and hospital beds. And of the 360,000 actual, COVID-19 coded deaths, the real ones, COVID is real. There's no question. We're at about 200,000 or so, which is a real number, but the general population is just at very little measurable risk. And to lock down schools and perpetuate lockdowns when, to your point, the WHO has recommended against lockdowns. Dr. Fauci has even said kids should be back in school. And, our country's really at the end of it. It's being controlled by about 50 governors and a dozen people in Washington. And it just appears to me that us getting high penetration with these vaccines is the only way out at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it? I mean, now we're starting to get contraindications of people who have, some rough reactions as a result of the vaccines. I mean, that's being put into question. It's almost like we're failing to hold on to a plan. Like anything, Michael, you've got to decide on what it is that you're going to do and have that be the core. And right now we've been shotgunning this thing, in my humble opinion, just as you reinforced as well. And so what kind of plan? I mean, so what I'm encouraging our audience to do is figure out a plan for your family. What works for you and your family, given that maybe schools are shut down in your area, maybe there's some different adjustments that need to be done. But what can you do to hold to first principles for your family? And because we're hard-pressed to rely on the ruling elite right now.
Right. I mean, the goalposts have clearly been moved, and they're constantly moving, and there's no stake that's set in the ground. And so if you look at the lockdown states of, most of them, but you look at the open states of, say, South Dakota and Florida, they're really at the same type of deaths per million in the same ballpark. And most important, the measure that's most important is excess deaths. And everybody's kind of in the game in those top 20 or 30 states. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, it's really nullifying the effect of the lockdowns and any of these mitigation tactics. And so the only course of action that makes sense, like for all these one-size-fits-all lockdown measures, we're getting 50,000 cases in long-term care facilities and about 10,000 fatalities or deaths from COVID in these long-term care facilities. It's still half of all the actual deaths that we're getting. And so we're not doing a good job there, but we're doing a decent job of just shutting everything down and compromising again. I'm not a civil liberties guy. It's a data argument for me. And the high majority of people in the country, they're just not at risk of this. And I'm just beside myself. I thought this thing would unwind by May 1st, and here we are.
Yeah. Well, the ruling elite kind of likes it because it plays into their hand, doesn't it? Because they have all the cards. They're in full control here, Michael. I mean, even to the point which we said early on could possibly happen, and now it's being talked about as if this could be the next step, and that is that we're forced into being vaccinated. And there will be exercise measures to where, you will be penalized. You'll not be able to travel. There could be other restrictions, to get you to go along by the ruling elite, right?
Right. And the crazy thing about that is we don't have any of those travel types of restrictions or entry into events, things like that, without a vaccine or what they're calling immunization passes at this point. So if that gets added in. But I've got a different feeling about this than I did even a couple months ago. And I'm feeling like even though there are some side effects from the second shot of the vaccine, it's in the 15 to 20% range of kind of adverse side effects. I'm still feeling like it's the only reasonable ticket out of here because, again, to your point on the ruling elite doing this and kind of keeping the whole population down, we're not getting out of this. Mm. I'm just stunned. The data is not supporting it in the least. And And we're just not getting loud enough voices to, I mean, it shows you the real mettle that Kristi Noem and Ron DeSantis have exercised to
yes.
hold off the media and make their own decisions for their populations.
Well, anecdotally, I mean, I'm here in Florida. I mean, we see it firsthand. I mean, we're not going to buy in to the propaganda of the outside media when we see what's happening with our neighbors. I mean, churches are open. People are relating to one. Yes, they're being careful, wearing masks. I mean, it's not like a bunch of rebels out here. We're being respective, even though there is still controversy whether or not a mask works or doesn't work. And, you know, and I said early on, the tough thing I've had was because I was taught all my life, you know, that breathing is essential. It's essential for plants. You know, we need to breathe, you know, what the plants give us as well, and here we are restricting it, and we're you know, we're swallowing and choking on our own carbon monoxide here that we're supposed to be putting out to the plants, and so how is that you know, how is that helpful? I mean, this is really tough, but it doesn't mean that I'm just going out and walking without a mask when I'm in a group of people out of respect for them more than
right.
anything else. I mean, some guard for myself if I feel like, look at, you know, I'd want to be around somebody coughing and choking because, I mean, even in churches today, people are afraid to cough, you know, because they'll be kicked out of their pew because they're, you know, because there might be some incidence of COVID here, you know.
Yeah, and it's just disappointing that people, that other states aren't taking the lead, and the media taking the lead on saying, okay, if this thing is that bad, and if Florida's practices are so bad, why isn't Florida blowing up? And
exactly.
Not.
No, no, it's not.
You're having the exact same trends that everybody in the Southeast, every state in the Southeast is. When South Dakota got hit, every single state in the upper Midwest, they got hit with identical curves. You can overlay one on top of the other in terms of cases, hospitalizations, and fatalities, and it's all over. It's all over in South Dakota and North Dakota. And we're still in this situation, and it's disappointing that we've got these control states to demonstrate that the mitigation tactics don't really do anything, and yet the media isn't pouncing on that data, and other governors aren't acting on it, and there's no pressure from the federal government.
Yeah, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Michael Betras after this. Stay with us.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Despite being the second most common blood cancer, responsible for nearly 13,000 American deaths annually, multiple myeloma is considered a rare disease. Multiple myeloma develops in the bone marrow, where normal blood cells grow and plasma cells are made to help fight infection. It crowds these cells and produces an abnormal antibody known as M-protein, which can cause tumors, impair the immune system, and more. Multiple myeloma is a relapsing, remitting cancer, meaning the disease is likely to return even if a patient had initially responded to therapy. Each patient's treatment journey is unique. With early diagnosis and various classes of treatments available today, multiple myeloma can be manageable for many patients. Victoria Akins has been living with the disease since 2014.
I tried to be tough when my multiple myeloma started to take a physical toll, but it was hard to accept my new limitations after being so independent and active all my life. I am, though, grateful I received an early diagnosis and that my care team really helped me manage my symptoms. I know that while multiple myeloma is a chronic disease, there are treatment options every step of the way, and I have a great team to guide me. I am glad my life is getting back to a routine that I'm more familiar with.
Multiple myeloma can impair immune function, so it's important to note the potential risk of COVID-19 and stay safe. To learn more, visit myelomacentral.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, if ever that spirit needed to rise up and put a line in the sand, it is now, ladies and gentlemen, because our liberties are what at risk right now. And as Michael Betras lays out for us, he's the coronavirus research author of COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial. Michael, as you were saying earlier, and I want to pick up on that, is that is there a democratic state that is demonstrating any kind of success? Because this seems to be, a clear delineation. We have Republican states that, yield to liberty and freedoms and self-responsibility. And then we have Democratic states, whether it's Michigan or California, go right on down the line, that feel like they should know better. It's the ruling elite that are in charge, and we're going to tell you what to do. And those subjects are saying, well, where's the results here? Are we any better off today than we were, 6 months ago even?
Right. So there's about an 80% correlation between Democrat-led states with, very restrictive lockdowns and 80% of the Republicans that have led states that have more relaxed, let's say, mitigation tactics in place. I can tell you I live in Texas, and it's somewhat like Florida, but we've got a few restrictions, and we most important, we have kids out of classes here. You know, we've got 50 million kids in the country that have fractured education. And so the answer is there isn't a state that you can point to, a Democrat-led state that's got tight restrictions that has suppressed this. You don't have a place that's had consistent mask mandates that suppressed hospitalizations or deaths. There's a point when, I kind of got this early on, and I've got a lot of forgiveness for decisions that were made in March and April. I do. Mm-hmm. And I wrote about that. We're past that now, right? Because it's just been demonstrated that, A, this is not a general population risk. The median age of fatalities is at life expectancy. And 95-97% of those people have three or more comorbidities.
Mm-hmm.
This COVID is merciless. If you're elderly and you're not well, it's, you should keep a very low profile.
Right.
And if you're not in one of those categories, you should really live life kind of pretty normal.
Right. Right.
There's just the data supports that. And we've got this, but there's a lot of media hype, Bill. Mm-hmm. Around this. And
well,
so,
Michael, I want to pause for just a minute because
sure.
I want to make sure our audience really gets their brain around what you just said, because, again, as you pointed out, this media hype and propaganda out there is not consistent with the truth and reality. Because if you are data-driven and you want to believe in the science, boy, you've come to a clear conclusion here. And I want you to repeat what you just said in terms of what we're finding is that this is consistent. What's happening right now in the era of COVID is consistent with the actuary tables of life, are they not?
Yeah, I mean, COVID is basically taking people that are close to the end of their life and accelerating it. There's no question about that. And to further that, and just, I mean, I'm a COVID believer, right? I've got 89-year-old parents in Detroit, and
right.
we kept them on a very short leash for 9 months.
Right.
That is a prudent thing to do. Mm-hmm. I've got a 20-year-old son away at college, and I've encouraged him to live life as I do, as freely as the state will allow at this point.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what you do.
Right.
And instead of this, we're doing this, you know, sort of one-size-fits-all mitigation, kind of suppressing people that are just at no statistical risk at all. Kids are at zero statistical risk of COVID-19, zero.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we've got them out of school, 90% of teachers are at zero statistical risk. And so we're doing these one size, I'll tell you what really has got me angered, I did some research last night, Bill, is we're doing these one size fits all, but states have had months to plan and they've had funding, from the CARES Act, and we are doing the most haphazard rollout of these vaccines, and they've had time to do that planning, and we have vaccines sitting on the shelf. You know, we've got 12 million vaccines doses that are sitting on the shelf in different states.
Why is that?
Because we haven't been able to efficiently distribute those. And so there's a planning and an execution piece of this that isn't getting executed. And so it's what's frustrating is you've got states that are really good. We're really good. Like Governor Newsom, very good at locking down everybody, waving a magic wand and saying, we're going to close indoor dining. We're going to do this. Same with New York.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, when it comes to administering these vaccines in a methodical, appropriate manner to those most vulnerable, we aren't doing it. And then on top of that, we've got about 50% of the healthcare workers around the country that are refusing to take it because by any measure, it's an experimental vaccine.
Right.
I'm on board for taking it. I've done a lot of research on it, but it's still very telling that half the healthcare workers don't want to take it.
Wow. Well, again, I'm shocked to hear about what you're just saying, that we have doses on the shelf, and here it is. I mean, this has been the mantra, right, for the last 6 months. So we got to get the vaccine, then we'll be free. We were told that, you know, we had military operations in place to make sure that we got it distributed, but if it's sitting on the shelf, I mean, what is gumming up the works here?
On New Year's Day, we had 12 million doses sitting on the shelf across the country. We'd only distributed or administered 2.13 million doses, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so a very small percentage. And then you take a lockdown state like California, one of their big priorities is to administer it in prisons. Now, prisons should be, they're highly infectious, but the reason they're distributing it in prisons is that's an easy knockout to get some numbers.
Right.
You've got a captive audience there.
Yes.
So it's easy to get that administered. But the general population in a prison is not at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that we don't have a better plan, the states didn't plan in advance and take some of their CARES money instead of all that CARES money going to universities that don't need it, that are doing remote learning, taking that money to put a process into place for administration of this, I'm beside myself.
Well, I agree with you. When you hear things, I mean, wouldn't the logical response would be, look, we need to get it into these populations that are most vulnerable. And you think about captive audiences. What about all these facilities that are housing our elderly?
Right. Some states have done a pretty decent job of it. And Connecticut is one of those states, for example. But by and large, we just aren't doing a good job executing it. And we were caught states were just caught without a plan. There's just no other way to say it, or the thing would be executed and the doses would be administered quickly. There just wasn't a plan in place, and the states are blaming the federal government, but the federal government doesn't have resources to execute something like
exactly.
that. Responsibility.
Exactly. Well, see, this has been the problem from day one, is, you know, these states have been pointing fingers to the federal government when it's been, you know, everybody has a job here and a responsibility. And if they're doing their job to the first principle objective, then we can accomplish some exceptional things. But again, this is the danger and the disgusting aspect of the political environment in which we live in right now. And this is why we, the people, need to take over, and why our founding fathers so brilliantly put the responsibility of our government on the shoulders of we, the people, not the ruling elite. Because when the ruling elite are in charge, this is the kind of insanity and waste that takes place, right?
Yeah, I mean, just no other way to say it. No other way to say it. And when you look at the open areas, again, of Florida, South Dakota, Georgia's, you know, kind of teetering, you know, more on the open side than lockdown, and their curves are identical to everybody else's, it's amazing that we aren't just taking that lead. I mean, you look at the lockdown areas of Illinois and New York and California and Michigan, and they're just not doing any better. They're just not.
How much of a problem, Michael, is liability here?
Well, I think liability, that one of the, I mean, I can tell you that even in April when I wrote the first edition of this book, one of the things that I wrote was that one of the only ways out of this is that there needs to be indemnification for businesses. People should just sign a release if they're going to go to work, and if they're going to go to a restaurant, perhaps if they're going to go to church, and most importantly, if they're going to go to school, right? You can't hold,
yes.
You know, because there's going to be outlier cases, and we're going to be dealing with COVID for years. It's just going to be a kind of an ongoing part of life. But what I'll tell you is one of the reasons that we're in this boat is the media has established that the only scorecard that matters is COVID suppression in terms of cases and hospitalizations or deaths. Mm-hmm. And so anything, any lockdown measures are forgiven. You can do almost anything you want, and the media will forgive that as long as you're trying to suppress this. There's no balance. And they're really crucifying governors like Kristi Noem and Ron DeSantis basically what they're doing is demonstrating balance. That's the easiest way to say it.
Right.
Balance and a proportionate response, and everybody else is very one-dimensional, seeing this through a single lens of COVID suppression without any regard for lockdown consequences.
Does the media take any responsibility here?
I think the media owns most of the responsibility because they haven't contextualized the data, and so you've got polling that has really instilled a lot of fear in people on both sides, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a couple months ago, there was a poll that came out. 3% of Democrats wanted things to go back to normal, and only 54% of Republicans. So if you weight that, you've got two-thirds of the country that doesn't want things to go back to normal, and it should be.
Yeah.
And so that's what
Zig Ziglar would call stinking thinking. You know, you get that stinking thinking that takes place, and guess what? That's your target focus, and here we are. We're stuck in lockdown.
Yeah.
Mentally, and in other ways, right?
Right.
Michael, outstanding job with the book. Thank you so much for the time. I look forward to having you back to continue this conversation and to update our audience on this critical issue if we don't get this resolved, then say goodbye to our freedoms and our liberties. Michael Betras has been our guest. Michael, thank you. Take care, buddy.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.